This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
We were talking about shaving. What razor do you use?
I like the Schick Hydro.
Schick Hydro. Welcome to Schick Hydro. That's not one of like
the
five
cults conspiracies.
Five blades.
No kidding.
Yeah, dude.
I can't get a shave with those.
Really? Man,
too many.
I tell you what.
Five blades?
It does work better. Really well.
Can I intro the show, guys? Hang on. Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
LineupMedia.fm
production. We are back with this week's social show, and Armand, who just cannot quit talking about shaving, loves it so much. Can we hear? Armand, how do you shave?
Not very often.
At the gym?
Twice a week. No, actually, right here.
Right here?
That bathroom right there.
I've never seen any shaving grossness over there.
I clean up after myself. That's right.
There's nothing grosser than people leaving that shit, or like when they brush their teeth and there's like bits of toilet paper.
No, and see, this is the that's the best part about me being a bachelor now.
Like toilet paper after you brush your teeth.
Toothpaste.
Over the last 10 years, like not to do that. So now as a bachelor, I don't do that shit. You know what I mean? So,
you're a good human.
Leaving the seat up now, are you?
Tonga does shave.
I'm a little guilty about that one, but when my daughter's there, so that kind of helps like not to leave the seat up, so.
Yeah, Nate, we do have an Amazon code. Just go to SurrealTalkPodcast.com. There's an Amazon button there. Make sure you turn your ad blocker off to see it.
No, I don't go click full
that,
body.
Click that, and we'll get love for that.
He might go full body. We don't know.
I don't know.
He's got hair on his arm.
If we're talking about it, chest. Sometimes I have my wife take the clippers to my front and back, my chest and back.
Yeah?
Well, my fucking chest hair will get like that long. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like an inch and a half
He's
long.
He's a big dumb gorilla, folks.
You manscaping, huh?
I'll just have her taken.
Why don't you do that yourself?
Because he's got a wife.
I can't do my back.
Sure, you can. Get the back blade.
It's a fucking standard wall trimmer.
Zip tie it to the towel rack and just fucking go
move
up and
yourself
down
over
like this.
It. Look, fuck. Bears have found a way to scratch their entire back by cozying up to a pine tree.
I want it to look good. You know what I mean? I don't want to have a big swath I missed. Have stripes.
That's what mirrors are for.
Who's going to see that?
I take my shirt off. I go swimming.
How about down in the basement?
Do I trim? I've trimmed. It's going to call from Richmond, Virginia. I wonder who that is.
Yeah, fucking answer. Tell them they're worried.
Yeah, let's see who it is.
Social.
Hello. Hello? We'll put you on speaker. Hold on. Hello?
We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. You should have received something in the
mail. Fuck you.
I did not.
Since we have not gotten a response, we are giving you a
Just let me handle this.
Hold on. I'm going to talk to our operator. We're going to get to this.
Yeah, this is horse shit. Zip tied to the towel rack. Holy moly. First time I ever heard that.
Press the button for the specialist.
Yeah, let's hear the specialist.
Zero?
Yeah, we're going to need to know the specialist.
Which key was it?
Dumbass.
Thank you for calling. If you would like to be added to our do not call list.
Is this about warranty?
This is car warranty.
To a specialist, press seven.
Seven.
We're going to get some. We're going to get a warranty for my submarine.
Dude, no, get a tank. You got a tank. M1A.
Thank you for holding. This is Lila with National Dealer Services. Before I bring the coverage specialist on the line, please verify the year, make, and model of the vehicle.
Well, 1980 Toyota Celica, but that's not really what I want to get a warranty on. I have a circa 1942 submarine that I would like to get a warranty on.
U-boat.
She hung up.
Now that's rude.
So we got somebody in the chat.
The nerve.
This is Dearth, deep inside the rabbit hole. Eric, have you at least figured out that the Earth is not a spinning ball yet? Just curious.
I haven't got to that one yet, have you?
He's in the chat right now.
I know. I'm saying you haven't figured that out.
I have not. So I would love to have you on again.
I'm not ready to get back into the flat Earthiverse yet.
Dieter H.
That's
deep inside the rabbit hole.
Deep inside the rabbit hole. That's the guy. That's David.
Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Doing well, pal. Okay.
but it's not dearth.
You know, deep the guy inside. The guy that punked you on smartness, Armand, you remember him?
Yeah, I remember.
I would say he never punked Armand. Nobody punks Armand.
Easier to say dearth than
punk back.
Than dearth.
It's Dieter H.
Let's get into some emails. You got any emails for us?
Yeah, I do. I got a few.
This is brilliant.
What is it?
What is that?
Hopefully when they rip on you, on the emails.
What is that? Oh, I thought, what is that dang thing?
So yeah, we read Kyle. Sorry.
You mean do voicemails instead?
No, I'm right here. Call him your tits, man. Hi guys, ever since you had, David Weiss, ever since you had David Weiss on the show, I've become pretty obsessed with Flat Earth.
Cool.
Most of it is total crap, schoolboy type fantasy conspiracy stuff, which of course makes me think of you. Gee, thanks. Not always in a sexual manner either. Wow. I like this guy.
Yeah.
Gravity holding a plane to the Earth's rotation so that the Earth spinning at 1,000 miles per hour underneath it has no effect on on travel times and distances is the main thing I can't get past. Anyway. So I've been listening a lot to the Flat Earth stuff on YouTube and the podcast.
Watch David's stuff. He can answer all that stuff for you.
And stumbled across a clip I included of Patricia Steer plugging your podcast to her 40,000 followers. See, something good came of it. Not just a chance for Eric to bash Jews. I didn't bash any Jews.
Eric's a Jew basher.
That's not true.
Why would you do that?
I didn't. She called you three gentlemen. This is the one I was showing you, that clip. Yeah, so she called us gentlemen, the lady that he's referring to.
How dare she?
Yeah,
Patricia Steer.
I don't like that.
He continues to say she's clearly never listened to the show.
Yeah, right. Like the Three Stooges.
Keep up the average work and I'll keep up the semi interest. I love this guy's good.
He's good.
Yes. Kia Kana. I don't know what the hell that means, but
let's look at it.
It's Hawaiian for have a good day.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Kia Kaha.
Kaha. Yeah.
Where's he from?
It's a Maori phrase used by people in New Zealand.
So it is Pacific.
Stay strong.
Stay strong. Oh, well, we appreciate it, man.
Yep. I said Pacific.
All right.
Yeah, he's specific.
I am being Pacific.
He's being specific about it.
Here's another one from Tom Ernie. So he says,
Tom or Ernie?
It's Tom Ernie.
That's Bert.
Love the show. One of my most anticipated podcasts I subscribe to. Anyway, I was hoping you guys would do another show on global warming. As a geologist, I find the subject fascinating since the geological record shows constant and frequent radical changes of the Earth's climate.
Damn right.
I really want to know why is the myth of CO2-based climate change being preached to us constantly?
Government.
You did this on purpose, Tom. Thank you knew this was
going
to happen.
I'm glad you got me going.
Who is benefiting from this lie?
The government.
Here we go.
The scientists.
I find it odd that some of the most outspoken IPCC. People claiming that the climate change is being driven by humanity's CO2 emissions are inevitably the largest emitters of CO2 themselves.
Good point.
I mean, traveling around the world in private jets lecturing us about climate change. Give me a break.
See, Al Gore.
They obviously don't believe it themselves. The hypocrisy of the situation is so glaring, yet no one seems to notice or talk about it. Someone has to be making a lot of money. Who? Oh.
I wish it was me.
Team.
Got to be me.
Everett.
He's a Team Everett?
He's a Team Everett.
You believe in global warming?
Thanks, Tom. We appreciate the email.
Heretic.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean you can't be on my team because we have a few differences in opinion.
That's true. Well, this isn't politics. We
preach love, man.
Hello, Eric and Everett. I were wondering whether you'd be interested in seeing a new... Never mind. Fucking
hold on.
Ad.
What is it?
It's an ad, I'm pretty sure. No, it's not. Just published. Cults, mad, bad, dangerous... And dangerous to know why. We're
that's Lord
extra
Byron.
Excited about this because it only looks amazing. It's fun and fascinating to read for anyone seeing the new Tarantino movie or gorging on Wild Wild Country or listening to Surreal Talk. It's an extra... Oh, shit, this is his blanket ad that he sent out and he mentioned us in it. It's an extra helping of cult craziness. Packaged in a die-cut folder and large blah, 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 blah.
Who's this? The geologist?
Yeah, no, this is a different guy.
Give him his plug and let's move on.
Yeah, so the book he published was Cults, Mad, Bad, and Dangerous to Know. And this is Ben Owens.
Cool. Lord Byron. Looking. Lord Byron was mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
There you go. That would be
Charles Lamb's sister. He knocked her up. That's why she
said that. Was the last email
you had?
So I'm going to hit voicemails here in a minute, but I want to go back and play a few of these ones hand-picked here. Armand, have you heard this one? Hold on, let me get this turned up here.
Fuck you, Armand.
Have you heard that one?
Seems familiar.
I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, Tony, I'm sure appreciate it.
Okay. Can I hear it again,
this
please?
This is Everett from Surreal Talk.
Very succinct.
Fuck you, Armand. Have
yeah.
a good show.
Yeah.
Armand, what is this?
Let's see if there's any more of those.
He walked
fuck
in on
you,
that.
Armand.
Oh, I recognize that voice.
One more time.
Fuck you, Armand.
Oh, hey, yeah. Fuck you back, Ocho Man.
Shit.
I know. Yeah,
fuck
I know that growl.
Come on, you green slime drinking, global warming denying, Trump supporting son of a bitch.
Yeah,
that's good. That's
one of my
good.
Fans.
I like that one.
I like that.
I think that was a very concise description and accurate.
All right, I'm going to play one more from last week. Apparently, it set you guys off on a thing. So I want to see if it happens again.
Hey, Surreal Talk. It's Ash from Scotland here, the one that had the weird dreams about you.
Hell yeah.
I'm Team Olive.
Hold on. What weird dreams?
Yeah, last week's voicemail. I know, maybe it was a post on the Facebook. She had some dreams about us.
About us?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I love Armand, though.
See.
Eric, could you please try a Scottish accent? Your British accent
is Scottish.
Fine. But if you did a Scottish accent, that would be great.
I believe I could do a fine Scottish accent.
Can we hear the call?
Well, I always talk through him.
Listen, he's not just like one of the listeners now.
I know.
Yeah.
We'll hear the call when you're good and ready.
Ideas. What about Glasgow gangs, sectarianism, and football? All the good shit. All the good shit.
The Glasgow gangs.
Everett, I hope you're pooping fine. Keep up the good work.
Pooping fine.
Love the show.
Shoo.
Everett, I hope you're pooping fine.
Yes.
I am pooping fine. Thank you for your concern. I'm pooping okay today. Yesterday, not so much today.
Does it say where she's from?
Scotland.
I know that. Where?
Ash, if you're listening.
Glen Heather.
She's from Glenfinnan on the shores of Loch Shire.
Glenfinnan?
That's where the fucking Highlanders
from. She's from the engine room.
Glenfinnan. You guys ever notice Glencarbon? It's got to be like a Scottish place because it's Glen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Glen.
Mm-hmm. It's a Glen.
It's like for coal mining, Glencarbon. Yeah.
Right.
Correct.
Anyway, here's a voicemail. I think this one hasn't been played yet.
Fuck you, Everett.
Could have skipped that one.
He's beautiful. Driving.
Short and concise.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Everett.
Can you imagine what that is? Fuck, I'm sitting at the stoplight. I got to get this done. All right, let's get on the website. Let's
Revving
get this going.
Up.
Fuck you, Everett.
I like the Doppler
effect.
You got
six cylinders. Thank you. Have you guys ever done a Heaven's Gate show?
No, that's a good one. I was just thinking
that's interesting.
That was the Hale Bop.
Hale Bop
right?
Comet.
You guys remember Hale Bop? Remember seeing it?
I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a great comet.
Better than Hale Comet.
Way better.
99 or 2000?
98.
Oh, fuck. I wasn't 98.
Yeah, we lived on Monroe and Easton. I remember looking. You could come out the house out the back door. Look up in like the west northwest sky and see there. It was like kind of almost always pointing down towards like the ground.
Oh, wait a minute, I do remember that.
Yeah, it was a pretty good size. You could see it naked eye real easy. Good comment. All right, this next one's from Oaky Boy. Scary.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's my first time calling into the show.
Welcome.
Right on.
Leaving a message, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But you guys are my favorite podcast on iTunes. You guys got a great show.
Very intelligent man.
You guys are entertaining. You guys come up with some good subjects to talk about. But anyways, that's enough of the ass kissing and all that bullshit.
Thanks. He can keep doing that for all I
care. Yeah, why not? No, continue, please.
Here we go.
I'm going to get right down to it and say, fuck Everett.
Fuck Everett.
I smart man.
That was the end of his voicemail. He hung up right then.
That was it?
Yeah, he hung up right
now. No, come on.
I'm going to have to say this too. Fuck Eric too.
Hey, easy.
I appreciate you hung up right then.
I'm with you there. No, let's right on. Again. That just leaves one guy.
Armand all the way. Armand, you're my boy.
Nobody's perfect.
Even though you wouldn't be worth a flying fuck in a damn apocalypse.
Fuck. Oh,
yeah. You got that right. Yeah, true. You're right. That's true. I'll grant you that.
I hate to say it, but if I ever come across you in the apocalypse, I'm just going to have to kill you and eat you or something. I don't know.
Do me a favor. Yeah.
Did you hear starving apocalypse show, Tony?
How long do you think you last in apocalypse?
15 minutes?
Yeah. That's what I'm like. These guys are going to live. How long do you think
these
two
minutes? I'm living a long life. I'm surviving.
They think they're like Daniel Boone or something. They're going to go
but I'm
going to
survive.
I don't have any desire.
You're like, without air conditioning, what's life?
I might kill myself. Or
you guys are great.
You think these guys could fend for themselves?
No.
100%. No. Give me a break. I guarantee you drop me and Everett in a desert. Not a desert. Fuck a desert. How about you drop me
in
a
desert
into
we
wilderness?
Live.
No, I don't know about that.
Sure.
Wilderness?
Guaranteed. We just said an apocalypse.
Yeah.
You drop me on Saturn and I live.
Yeah, on the sun.
Well, no, I mean, what do you know that I don't?
Oh, you want to be dropped into
a highly biological area with lots of food. Naked and afraid.
No food. That's
all
I'm saying.
You put me in a Garden of Eden, and I'm making it out of there.
You're in the woods, okay? You're going to hunt and fish. And
there's plenty
catch
of food in the woods.
Mushrooms?
Plenty.
Poisonous mushrooms.
I can identify very many edible mushrooms, so.
I believe them.
I can identify one.
Morels?
No.
Can you identify those?
Yeah.
I you're thinking psilocybin magic. Yes.
Portobello.
See them at the supermarket all the time.
Yeah.
No, easy to pick up.
Shiitake.
Deadly nightshade.
Let's get back to this Team Armand loving motherfucker. Okie
I
boy
love here. This guy. He's great.
I mean, I'm not a cannibal or anything, but, you know, I got to do what I can to survive. And if you just want to be weak about it, we just going to have to kill you.
Well, could you feed me instead?
Fuck you. No way.
Feed you?
Yeah. He could hunt and I'll eat. You know.
He's hunting you.
Yeah.
No, I'd be dead.
carry your dead weight around. So you're my boy still. Just don't be coming around me during the apocalypse.
Okay.
You'd probably be
fair
dead
enough
by that point anyway. So
yeah.
What?
Anyways, goddamn it, I forgot what I was gonna say. But
I feel you.
Happens to me.
That last episode you guys had about people going missing in the woods. That shit's crazy. I can't really explain all the people going missing.
Neither can we.
But I kind of believe about the Sasquatch deal. I mean, I don't know. Sasquatch is pretty crazy. I mean, he could be out there snatching up little kids.
Hold on.
He could be.
He's got a point. Sasquatch is pretty crazy.
How about those stupid? What were those stupid? Was it Beef Jerky? Those commercials with Sasquatch?
Oh, the Jack Link.
Yeah, who did that?
Jack's Link.
Jack's Link. But did you see the guy in Colorado who went to the authorities and claimed?
Yeah.
He had been raped by the Sasquatch.
Raped.
Raped.
Who's claiming
this? I want to get the.
I want to file.
That. Yeah.
I want to file a report.
The guy sitting at home.
Can you describe your assailant?
He's
Sasquatch.
9 foot tall.
Yeah.
In a word,
size,
Sasquatch.
Broad.
Size 32 foot.
Real hairy. Fucking hairy.
Just admit that you like bears.
Growls.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah,
Everett
no
does. And
oh, yeah,
move on.
Love me some bears. More of a cub kind of guy.
Bear community. Is that what you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, it's the bear community. Anyway.
Or whoever he can get his hands on, I guess. And eating them or whatever. Hell, he may even be a pedophile. Who knows? But
we're still talking about me?
I don't know.
We're going back.
Sasquatch is pretty crazy.
Oh, Sasquatch might be a pedophile.
Little kids or whoever.
You heard it here, folks. Sasquatch is a pedophile.
Could be. Why not?
I've heard that.
Pederast.
Or whatever. Hell, he may
is
be
he Catholic?
A, may be a pedophile. Who knows? But, I mean, that's just crazy. You can't explain all the people just going missing out of nowhere. But.
That's true. It's inexplicable.
I kind of believe in Sasquatch, I guess. Even though I've never seen the motherfucker.
This guy's awesome.
About the, saying, the Yeti.
No, I've never seen the motherfucker. I like it too.
hey, don't go. You know my thoughts on that.
He's got the
Sasquatch is total bullshit. The Yeti.
I'm saying this guy's genuine. I like his style.
Completely real.
Okay.
So, I just think he's probably one of the
they're related
good reasons why these motherfuckers going missing. So, but anyways, ooh, wanted to call in, tell you guys what a great show you got.
Thanks, man.
All right, appreciate call it, again.
So, done with ass kissing.
Love you.
All right, we'll talk to you guys.
Yeah, you got an open invite, man. Voicemail us every week.
Yeah, fuck you guys. He's funny.
All right, this next one is titled Epstein 4 months. I don't know. 6 seconds long.
Uh-oh. Sounds like a fuck you.
Epstein will be dead in 4 months. Fuck him.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so let's talk about that. Because
what did
he
say?
No, Epstein will be dead in 4 months. This
That's
is,
not bad.
This is.
What does that mean?
First of all, you Jeffrey don't watch
Epstein.
The news, okay?
God damn it, Armand.
He already had a issue in prison.
Somebody tried to suicide him.
Right off the bat.
That's what it's called.
Right off the bat, he had an issue in prison.
No. Somebody tried to suicide. It's a joke in the conspiracy community. The Clintons.
Committed Arkansas.
Which is
Arkansas. Fucking sweet.
You
I like
get a
that.
Dummy?
Same thing. They're from Arkansas. The Clintons. Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Damn it. How many
dumb shit?
How often do you have to have shit pointed out to you?
Committed white water aside.
So yeah, right. That's what it is.
Thank you for that.
No, they. I mean, he's not going to survive. There's no way.
So how's he doing?
He's either doing a long time and keeping quiet or dying. There's only two things he can do.
I'm posting on Twitter right now from Surreal Talk. How long y'all give Epstein?
Ooh, over or under 3 months.
Over or under 3 months.
We're talking about another week.
Wow. Yeah. You really think so? Nah, they're going to put it. They got to put him in some kind of
maximum
security.
Whitey Bulger lasted all of like 10 minutes when he got to the new place in Virginia.
True. Yeah, but he was old, right?
That's not why he died.
What did he die
of? If he had been 40 years younger, he still would have been dead. He died of getting the shit beat out of him. They literally beat him to death.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to have that.
Literally.
So you're saying a week? I'll take a week. I'll go.
If unless they're truly, keeping him in solitary confinement.
Yeah, well,
no other.
Do.
No
I,
other.
Though, think about it like this. I honestly figure if he had info on the Clintons or anybody else, he would have already let it out. These guys don't like doing time like this. Unless he's really afraid for his life. And I think he could get into a special.
I disagree. I don't think he would let it out. I think he'd try to sit on it as long as possible.
Well, when will it be worth more?
Yeah, but at the cost of his life?
Yeah, when will it be worth more? That's what you could only sit on it until it's worth more, right?
Man, If I were here, I want to talk to somebody. I want protection. I'll spill.
Give me somebody in the New York Post.
That would wake my
government.
Ass up.
I want a reporter and a government person.
Right.
I want deals.
I want to be with Frank Pentangeli.
He's dead, though.
Well, yeah, by his own hand.
He killed himself. He got almost strangled.
I'll die in the bath by my own hand.
They came and talked to him.
Was his brother was at the thing is what it was. Remember his older brother from they brought him to Italy?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to tell him I'm going to give him 2-1 odds on this. Over under 30. No, I'm just kidding.
Still over there working out Epstein.
Will he last till the attack on the Area 51?
Ooh, I don't think he'll see.
No. That's September, huh?
No. It's close. All right, next voicemail is from a Brandon. So I know who this is. The email is smokebowlsupstairs@mainstreamcomputers.com.
Oh, I know it is.
That says it all.
It's a guy I used to work with way back when. He's a friend of ours. He's in the group. Brandon, here you go.
Hey, fuckheads.
Hey.
It's been good listening to the show.
Thanks, man.
I got to say.
We used to do more Smoke Bowls at Mainstream. We used to go to my house and get ripped. He was young. Me and his brother Joe were friends in high school.
What's his last name, Martin?
Definitely give his name.
Yeah, yeah. What's his address? What's his social security number?
He's living in San Diego, I think.
Oh, all right.
I was originally Team Everett, but I've been Team Armand for a minute
God
now.
God damn it.
He's a smart guy.
Every single sack.
I used to think he was.
It's tolerable, I guess. That's all I got on that.
That's plenty, buddy.
We'll take it.
You're right anyway, on, keep doing what you're doing. It's pretty entertaining.
Thanks, man.
Maybe you guys should all get ripped and do another show.
That's Joker Smoker Toker.
Yeah. We have a show. All
right, later.
All right.
He's got to know about Joker Smoker Toker show. Yeah, if you don't, go to jokersmokertoker.com. Check out me and Eric's show with the Ocho Man. It's pot influenced. That's the best way to describe
every
it.
Time.
It's no, pot no, influenced. It's not pot influenced. It's influenced by pot.
Either way.
It's more than influenced. It's imbued by it's both.
I was a guest on it.
Oh, yeah?
I drove home high.
Who were you?
I drove home, yeah. Hey, I smell it.
That's contact. Right. While I was out, you were a guest on that show. How'd that go?
I was a good show, really.
We had a very good... And
did you go out on a pre-show ride?
And I know you've gone... I know you've talked about this on Surreal Talk, but medical conspiracy. I think you've addressed this, Armand.
Medical fuckery, yeah.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
I gave the example on the Joker, Toker, Smoker about why I'm so pissed that... medical marijuana for pain management can't be used, especially in a palliative care sense. You know,
well, I think we're moving toward that.
Good.
I think it's going to be pretty CBD.
Once it gets legalized and like they really start doing research on it, there's one or two possibilities. They're going to find out A, that it's really not that great medicinally and it's okay. But I think it's going to be
like any other whatever pain medicine.
It's not a miracle.
It's going to work for a certain percentage of people. No, it's not going to work.
Right, but you're going to be able to at least try.
Or they're going to find out that it is a miracle drug, and there's all kinds of shit that they could cure. I think the first one's probably more likely. But who knows what they could figure out some of these chemicals are in it.
But when your choices are dilaudid and be basically in another dimension,
or take the weed every time,
or CBD and control the pain.
Well, CBD, you don't get any buzz at all.
And be lucid. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know, my friend, as I recounted, said, I want to be lucid and communicative as long as possible. Well, once the morphine and the Dilaudid came in, that was over.
Did they try CBD?
No, this is, it was, unfortunately, it was 2018.
I'd love to see
it. It was 2012, and there was no.
Dude, that RSO works.
Does it?
Yeah. So the gal that's in our group, Susan Michelle, she shrank her tumor 30%. What are they saying
now? 2022? The thought now is by 2022, I think they're going to say it's federally legal. Is what everything I've read, that's what it's looking like.
Well, I wish they'd legalize everything, but that's my opinion.
Me too. Fuck it. Heroin, coke, everything. Legalize
course,
it.
Naturally.
Regulate it.
Of course.
That's the way I say it.
Tax it.
We have a lot less fucking problems.
So one thing I'd like the government to get involved in.
It's weird coming from you, but I'll allow it.
He's always maintained this position. He's been consistent on it.
Why fight it? It's so terrible. It's stupid, this war on drugs.
You know what
it's
said, horrible. Eric? Anytime you make a prohibition, all you're doing is creating a black market.
The war on drugs is a media war. It's a political war. It's a way to win votes and make it look like they're doing something.
Mind I say it's also a good band.
What is it?
The War on Drugs.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, they're good. Either. They're good.
What kind of music they play?
Adult indie.
Rachmaninoff, Saint-Saëns.
No, none of that, sure.
You know, Offenbach.
Things like that.
Yeah, Beethoven.
All right, we got an anonymous coming in at us right here.
These are scary.
Hey, guys. I'm just kind of wondering, where is the Team Armand button?
Ha!
All right. A lot of people have wondered that. Now there isn't one.
You don't even have a button for me?
No, fuck
you. Don't
no.
deserve
don't
a button.
Button
no,
we don't.
You know why? Because we know you'd win.
Oh, no, because when we started this, you were nowhere to be found.
Talk about having an election rigged.
Well, I mean, I honestly feel if there was a button, I would be in last place, so I'm not putting you on that poll.
What, have you been working with Putin?
It's like if Bernie Sanders was coming in, I wouldn't want him in.
All right.
Have I worked with Putin? Maybe I haven't. Maybe I haven't.
Kislyak.
Because I know he's got some fans out there, and I'm pretty sure he could give you guys a run for your money.
That's
right. Here's what we're going to do. We were talking about earlier. Woman. I got the store almost up and going.
Is there a pattern? Do you detect a pattern here?
We're going to create a Team Armand shirt, a Team Eric shirt, and a Team Everett shirt, and that'll be the poll.
That's the poll.
Whoever has the most shirts sold.
Because, you know, come on now, Mr. Capitalist. People vote with
I'm all for it.
People vote with their dollars. So, right. There you go.
Team Armand over here.
He'll probably make mine more expensive.
That's beautiful.
Mine's $29.95. $9.95.
Never thought about
mine's
that.
Mine's $8.
Yeah. Semantics.
It's free. Uh-huh. I pay you to take mine. Every month I
get a rebate if you buy his. I don't like this immediately. Yeah, I don't know.
We got one more voice box. One more voicemail.
Who was it? That was anonymous?
That was anonymous.
Anon.
She didn't leave her number?
She did not. Hey, if you're listening to Anon, give Armand an email.
Could that be 461?
info@serialtalkpodcast.com.
Any woman on the street is a potential 461.
My future.
All right. This is from Danielle.
Oh, Danielle. Great.
Hi, guys. It's Danielle. Just calling to say hi.
Hola.
Hello.
¿Dónde está?
Haven't been able to listen to your lives as much as I used to, which really blows.
It does blow.
But scheduling and all that good stuff.
We understand. Scheduling. You haven't missed
so
much.
I had a thought about your guys' show with Ocho Man.
Uh-oh. Oh, not him.
Actually, it has nothing to do with your show with Ocho Man. Oh, okay. I hate your show with Ocho Man.
Yeah.
Just not my cup of tea. But anyways, I was thinking you guys should have a show with Armand.
We do.
You guys are like my favorite. It's you know, together.
That's Jesus, Armand.
Listen to this?
Related. I think it would be fun to listen to.
An Armand show with us. That'd be interesting, just off topic.
Well, what would I don't know what kind of show we'd have.
We could do a movie show. Talking about movies.
I've said that before.
You like, I hate, though.
Doesn't matter.
That's true. That's why it would be good.
If we did.
Conflicting personalities make good podcasts.
This day in entertainment.
Oh, boy.
Movies that came out this day or this week in history.
I thought we were going to do This Day in Sex.
This week in entertainment.
That's what I wanted you to do, and you never got it rolling. Because we could always find a sexually related topic that occurred throughout history. One up.
I know I can. Yes.
All right, a couple more seconds.
Tonight, or today, I guess.
Thank you, Danielle.
Have a good show, guys.
Thanks, Danielle. That's not a bad idea. I mean, not that we don't have enough time in the studio already, but...
I'd rather do a show on, you know, my philosophy.
You have
why
one.
You just do why don't you do a solo show?
Yes.
Like yeah, but you always walk out on it.
Come in here and do the
Armand
show. I
continue to walk out on it.
The Armand Kachigian show, 15 minutes a day. You come in here and just fucking, you got four or five topics
global warming.
To riff on.
Yeah. Being a man.
It'll be the same show every other day.
No, I'll read poetry.
We ought to set you up, like, just so you can come in here and record
straight
every
poetry.
Morning. Yeah, it was right there in the
poetry
conference room. He's one person set up, ready to go.
Do it here even easier, though. Mike,
I get here at 5 in the morning. I thought we were going to do newscasts.
Yeah. No.
I'll do that.
Stop. Stop.
You stop.
Can I do fake newscasts?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do my own newscasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, this just in, Armand hit 461.
All right. Trump at 82%.
It's real, man.
Trump wins 410 electoral votes.
That's loud.
Ow.
All right.
Do any of your callers, voicemailers here ever pose a question?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Okay. Live. We didn't
have as many voicemails. Some weeks we have 15 voicemails. This week we had like 5.
Well, okay. They don't really ask us stuff because they know we don't really answer it.
Jeff the janitor.
Fair point.
Ocho sucks. Wonderful, Jeff.
Happy Ocho birthday, does not Armand. Suck. I hope you hit 461.
Uh-oh.
Who's
that?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. Oh, no, it's Tonga. Oh, uh-oh. My God. Oh,
you got fucking... damn it, Armand.
I'm dead.
Ew.
Thank you, honey.
Uh-huh.
You're the last one I'll ever be with.
Me too.
460.
Me too.
That just comes off as insincere, Armand, I'm just saying.
Love you too, Jeff.
All right, guys. You guys got anything else you want to talk about on today's social show?
No, Tony, thank
you for stopping by with us.
It's over?
Like I said, we only had a few voicemails and a few emails today. It was a short show. Sometimes, like I said, we got 15 voicemails, 30 emails, and it goes forever. We had a short week last week. Didn't drum up a bunch of controversy, so.
Cut it.
You're welcome to come anytime, though. Anytime you got a topic you want to butt in on and argue with Armand, telling how wrong he is, we love hearing that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, well.
If you could perhaps convert anyone from Team Armand to Team anything else, it'd be fine, too. Because a vote for Armand is just not a vote for us.
Yeah, no, that's right.
That's like a vote for
Hitler.
How can you let
party candidates? Gary
Johnson.
Gary Johnson.
I know. That's, or
Jill Stein.
Jill Stein vote. Yeah, that's it.
You're not even on the ballot in most states.
Ross Perot, yeah.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah. You're
a funny guy.
That giant sucking sound.
Is it your birthday today?
Tomorrow.
Tommy says, I'm done. Fuck you, is what she says.
Oh, no. Is she?
She's got to be kidding.
Oh, nobody I don't know about
you.
That.
Why would you insult a listener? Why would you do that?
No, right. That's...
That's Tonga.
Did you insult her?
I don't know who Tonga is.
His girlfriend.
Don't you insult her on our show.
My ex-girlfriend.
Apparently now.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
You got a cheap lot of ex-girlfriends.
Jesus.
Oh, we gotta see how this turns out. No point in the show yet.
Oh, man.
It's all over.
So,
my birthday, this is going to
be... Wait a second. This is an ex-girlfriend on the line?
Yes.
Well, until now it was.
Tonga, how many dinners has he made you pay for? That's what I want to know.
How many times have you washed him in the bath?
Yeah. How many times have you got...
What is this?
Let's see. I'm interested to know this.
We're going to get Armand killed.
Yeah, yes. No, I'm already dead. Yes.
He's already dead. Let's keep it from getting... let's keep getting too bad. Thank you, everybody, for showing up today. Check us out, SerialTalkPodcast.com. We need more voicemails.
I
we
pay
need
for
more
everything.
Damn.
Hey, I knew it.
Come on, honey.
I knew it.
don't be like that.
We need more voicemails. We only had 5 or 6 today. I can't count well, but send us your voicemails.
And emails.
This man hasn't seen his wallet since the late 80s.
It's true, Your Honor. This man has no penis.
Yeah, I did. I saw it today. I had to buy a new computer. I blew mine out.
Oh, that'll teach you to drink coffee next to your computer.
Jessica, I'm sorry we have to end. You better leave 2 voicemails next week, Jeff. You bought some bath bombs? Hey, there you go.
All right.
Well, I bought them at the farmer's market.
Oh, so you got reimbursed.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I bought her pecans.
My daughter buys those same bath bombs out there.
Oh, they're very nice. They're luxurious.
Well, you ought to.
Where do you take a bath?
At Tonga's.
Not anymore.
You don't.
Right, yeah.
Don't I'll let me
she's
don't,
gonna
let,
put piranhas in
don't
the
let me catch you filling up your office with hot water here. And
yeah, I'll take a bath of Tonga's and she'll put leeches in there.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Suck the poison out.
Ooh, everybody's telling her hello. She's welcome to stay, Armand, regardless of what you think.
Oh, no.
Team Tonga is hit.
Team Tonga. There it is. That's it. That's the fucking new shirt.
Yeah. She's buying a fuck you Armand shirt.
Right. Yes, she is for sure.
She'll be the first one.
Mm-hmm. We need to make sure there's women's like tank tops available.
Yeah, and like crop V. We don't have. I'm not a designer. We need to talk to Nick about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Armand, you asked for this blow dryer in your bath. Oh, shit. She's going to kill you for sure. It's been nice, so we don't have to worry about putting him on the pole.
She always wanted to use an electric razor in her bathtub to shave me.
Well, this will be the Armand Kachigi Memorial Studio.
What's the line from Talladega Nights? When are you going to quit doing this? Or to the little boys? How many times are you going to throw me the toaster in the bathtub? Yeah.
I thought it was, where'd you get that sweet stinky weed, old man?
I love
She's
that.
It's going to get more team. Look at that. Team Tonga.
Tonga, leave a voicemail. Go to www.surrealtalkpodcast.com. And then about on the right-hand side, halfway down, there's a little orange button there you can push to click to leave a voicemail. And you're more than welcome to say anything that you want to say. And
no,
those
you're
all
not.
Get read on air, no matter quiet. The content.
Whatever is on there.
We don't
want
to hear it.
Leave 5 or 6. They can be as long as you want.
Yes.
You can leave it. You can get drunk or whatever drug of choice you have and ramble on, and I will play every second.
We'll play it all.
Torchlight's quoting Animal House. Tonga. Tonga.
Pretty good.
That's pretty funny. Yeah,
Tonga, I feel funny. Your pain, though. I mean, here's a,
we don't have to
I'm
screw
good
it.
To her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you had gift certificates then.
I take her to pecan. I get
God
a pecan.
Armand.
I shaved her callus.
For my woman.
You shaved her callus.
Yeah.
There you go. At least she's getting some sort of medical benefit
right.
from
it. You know how much that is? It's $170 office visit.
I seen you do that to T.O. one time.
Jesus
was,
Christ.
Yeah, T.O. owes me too.
T.O. owes you.
He owes you. So what if I had
for shaving his feet?
Shave it?
Yeah.
Would you shave it for me?
Every time I fix your computer, I don't say, hey, you owe me.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. You shit.
It's true.
That's your job.
Well, not between certain hours.
Yeah, but aren't you a
I don't mind. I do it for you anyway.
Not between
my job. You're my friend.
Hey, don't forget to load up Capricorn 1 on Plex. You guys need to watch
it. I've never even heard of that. Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
I've never even heard of that. Mm-hmm. Told you, son of a bitch.
We don't violate copyright law.
No, of course not.
No, it's the thing.
Yeah, that's
in the bar.
No thing.
Just watch it. You got a DVD of it, a VHS?
I'll be sure to edit this out later.
I'm needy.
Load it up.
All right, guys. We'll catch you next week.
Goodbye, baby.
SurrealTalkPodcast.com.
See you soon, honey.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Thanks for the happy birthday.
All socials.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm in it!
gonna take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.